Vontae, first of all, what's it going to be like for you guys facing the Patriots offense, and what are your thoughts going into that challenge?
I mean, it's a division matchup, a big challenge for us, and it won't be a hostile environment. And I mean, it's a lot built, you know, going to be built up because, like I said, it's a division matchup with, you know, Tom Brady and the high explosive offense coming to Miami.
Is this a quick way for you guys to find out where you are as a defensive backfield?
I mean, it's a stepping stone for us. You know, it's the first game. I mean, everybody's excited, and you know, it's just a game that's you know, a big game for everybody because it's a division matchup. Division matchups are always, you know, big games.
How much do you look forward, Vontae, to being challenged right out of the chute to open the season? Brady going at you and your secondary.
Well, I mean, it's a competitive league. I mean, we expect that. You know, this is the National Football League, so we expect to be challenged right out the gate. And you have to prepare for the Patriots' best.
Were you surprised at all that the Dolphins released A.J. Eads, and what do you think he can bring to the Patriots?
I mean, he was a player of ours, so, you know, he kind of knows some of our defenses. So, he, of course, you know, I'm thinking they're going to ask him what we do on defense and try to get as much information as they can.
What about him as a player? What kind of skills can he bring to this team?
Well, from my knowledge, he's a real productive special team guy, so he probably can help them on special teams a little.
Vontae, what have you seen from Reggie Bush and how he's helped out the Dolphins' offense?
You know, Reggie's an explosive player, and he can do a lot of things from a lot of different positions. And he's excited to watch with the ball in his hands. He can change a little play into a huge play.
Vontae, is there any pressure, extra pressure, added pressure on getting off to a good start, knowing what's at stake and this is a home game for you guys?
No, there's no pressure. I mean, this is the National Football League. This is what we train and prepare for. So we're looking forward to coming to the season.
What were your thoughts on the way the Dolphins handled the coaching situation in the offseason when Sperano's done a pretty good job for you guys, but they courted Harbaugh, and what kind of uncertainty did the players have while you guys were kind of watching that unfold?
I mean, as players, you know, we support Coach Sperano because he's been here, and, I mean, that's a decision that the ownership's making. That's really out of my hands. But, you know, Coach Sperano, we support the guy. He's a great coach to us, and we're ready to play for him.
Vontae, what have you seen from Chad Ochocinco here in New England, and do you think they're using him differently here in New England than they did maybe previously in Cincinnati?
I mean, Chad, they're going to try to get him the ball. You know, Chad, he's still a good receiver, and my hat's going off to Chad Fires. You know, he's a future Hall of Famer, and I mean, that's what kind of guy he is, and I'm pretty sure New England want to get him the ball as much as possible.
Vontae, it's the reaction to the comments about the Dolphins having the best cornerback duo in the league have been kind of interesting. Are you surprised that those comments got as much reaction as they did?
I mean, I absolutely was surprised because it kind of blown out of proportion. I mean, you know, respect to all the guys that before I came in, they looked up to the Ravens and the Cromartie. So, but you know, it's just, you know, just having confidence. I ain't expect to get that much attention, but I mean, you know, that's the media for you.
Since you received some of the attention, have you changed your mind, or do you still believe what you said?
No, I mean, I'm just going about it. I'm not really, you know, talking much on the attention part of it. I'm just going, you know, and getting better every day as a player, me and my teammates working, and just, we're going to, you know, let the season take care of itself.
Vontae, I know you're probably not watching film on him, but what are your thoughts of what Devin McCourty's been able to do over just over a year in the league?
Oh, I mean, he got a lot of potential. You know, he's a young corner, so I'm pretty sure he's still developing as a player. But at the same time, he's similar to and me and Sean Smith, kind of. We're young guys that's constantly developing into, you know, future, you know, good players in this league someday.
Hey, Vontae, have you looked around? I don't know if you measure yourself against some of the other guys in the league, but it seems corners are getting bigger. Have you looked around? Have you noticed that the corners are kind of at least rising in size, maybe along with or maybe to compete with some of the bigger receivers like Brandon Marshall on your team?
Yeah, of course. I mean, nowadays you got to have a big corner because receivers are getting bigger. You know, there's no more little, small receivers. Checking receivers that are 6'5", so I mean, you gotta have big corner to match up with these guys.
Thanks, Vontae.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Thanks.